T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday went well. Was able to, you know, obviously get 2 innings and start facing hitters and go through a normal start routine and, you know, got a chance to test it. And everything felt good yesterday, but more importantly, it was how I felt today. That's been the biggest challenge in all of this. That's why this has been so tricky. It hasn't been the day that I've actually pitched because when I've taken a mound, I'm going at full tilt with normal velocity. It's the day after that's really been the tricky thing in all this, and that's why I've been scratching my head left and right trying to figure this thing out. But was able to come in today, felt good, was able to go out there and play catch pretty much at the intensity I thought I was going to be able to play catch at today, given that, you know, I threw a same game yesterday. So for me, you know, I want to get in a game now. I'm ready to get in a game. Looking forward to pitch.
Would you say a game? I mean, a game here? A game 3 days?
Yeah, I want to pitch in the big leagues. I think I'm ready to pitch in the big leagues.
Even if that meant a lower pitch count than normal?
Obviously, yeah. Obviously, there's going to be a pitch count. We're going to have to come to that number. What we think, you know, just given, you know, the amount of rest, everything, come to an idea of what would be best, and listen to the trainers and the doctors, what they think that would be best, and follow that.
Do you have a day in mind?
That would be up to them. I want to pitch, so I'm itching to get out there, so whenever they'll let me.
You mentioned kind of scratching your head with this whole thing. I mean, mm-hmm. This has been one of the more, you're not a guy who's hurt a lot. I mean, has this been one of the more frustrating injuries in your career?
Yeah, because every time I've dealt with something in my career, and you're dealing with pain, and obviously you're not able to get out, you're not able to throw the ball at 100%, you know, and you know you can't take the ball in that situation. I've been able to get to 100%, you know, both times before that Kansas City start and in Colorado start. The days leading up to it, I was at 100%. I was throwing the ball, you know, completely getting through it. This was kind of an endurance injury where when I get into a game and, you know, get to that kind of the, you know, pitch count, the upper, you know, pitch counts, I guess that's when I was injuring myself because nothing else made sense. And so, you know, I don't second guess anything about taking a ball or anything like that. Every time in my life I've ever thrown a ball at 100%, I always take the mound. And, you know, I wouldn't change anything. It's just now trying to understand what this injury is and what I have to do to train around it and how to pitch around it as well.
Is there a mental block to get over, even though you might be physically 100% feeling good and ready to pitch? Is there a mental block where you have to tell yourself to don't think about it?
No, that's actually the easy part.
Pardon me?
That's the easy part.
Are you past this back injury you feel, or anything you have to kind of do to maintain it, you know, and all, or how do you feel?
Well, the past couple of weeks I've been in the, you know, trying to heal and get stronger at the same time. Trying to let, you know, this little strain in the rhomboid heal, and at the same time trying to add strength, you know, to the whole area, the whole, you know, shoulder, you know, region. You know, that's, you know, when this first happened, that was the thing that was kind of good. Like, look, the shoulder, everything's fine on one hand, but we're dealing with a minor back strain. So, the fact that we knew exactly what this was and how to get around it, how to treat through it, we were able to do that. It's just trying to understand how much I can pitch in the game.
Do you feel like there will be a natural progression with your pitch count, or will they still need to keep a little bit of a governor on as you build up strength and get back to
that? Honestly, with this thing, it's day to day. You know, you just gotta listen to your body. And I gotta listen to my body even more and communicate everything I'm feeling. It's hard for me to sit here right now and answer that question whether it's gonna be a natural pitch regression or what. Only time will tell.
And to that end, Max, if you felt something in the 5th or 6th inning, maybe in the past you might have just fought through it because you want to stay in the game. Would you make that known to Menhard and Davey if you felt something like in the fifth or sixth of a comeback start?
Well, obviously, yes. You know, anytime I don't think I'm at 100%, I've always, you know, I've always communicated with the coaches of where I'm at, and yeah, there's not too many. There's times where, you know, I am telling them, hey, you need to pull me after 100, or you know, like there's different times where I'm telling them where they need to pull me, and so I don't want you to be confused that I don't do that, because there's times where I tell them, because I always say if I have the ability to tell you no, then I have the ability to tell you yes, and so. For me, it'll just be going out there and just listening to my body and really paying attention to, you know, how deep I can go in a game.
What did you today specifically feel or not feel that let you know you're good?
The fact that I was able to basically come out here and play catch and, you know, not feel anything, given that I threw basically two innings yesterday and, you know, don't feel any of those symptoms tightening up, throwing two innings yesterday, I was kind of fatiguing for everything, you know, where I've been. I haven't been on the mound so long be able to come in today and not have it, you know, get worse. That was the biggest thing, and actually have it get better. So the fact that it actually got better, that shows you that's kind of now you're in the natural progression of, okay, you know, if I'm throwing two innings where I'm at there, that means, and I'm healing up and I'm recovering well from, you know, throwing two innings in a game situation, that for me, I feel like I'm able to pitch in the game now.
Tomorrow would be a regular science session?
No. I'm good to go. I've thrown a pen, doing a sim game. The pitches feel there. Throwing a bullpen's not going to do any difference. You just got to get in the game to get a feel for everything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.